Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. The federal government's Works Progress Administration put millions of the Great Depression's jobless to work on public projects. Most were unskilled men, but the WPA's Federal Writers Project employed historians, teachers, writers, librarians, and other white-collar workers. The writers produced a series of regional guidebooks, including one titled Oregon, The End of the Trail. It includes a recommended tour of Southern Oregon. State Supervisor T.J. Edmonds said in the book's preface that Oregon was the most unspoiled and most uncluttered spot in America, but could be changed by the coming of power, the enrolling of immigration from the Dust Bowl, the devastation of timber cutting and forest fires, and the boosting activities of chambers of commerce. Edmonds wondered if Oregon would be transformed into a network of highways, clogged with cans and defaced with hot dog stands, the groves littered with tin cans and papers, the hills pockmarked with stumps, and the cities cursed with the slums that seemed to accompany industrial progress. And Edmonds left another question for today's generation to ponder. He asked, "Will Oregonians become less appreciative of nature and more avid and neurotic in the pursuit of wealth?" Today's episode of As It was written by Kernan Turner and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.